For some adopted children, it is a life struggle to find out who they came from. The birth mother and blood father can tell a story about health history. It can fill in details about the curious whys and whats that distinguish each of us. Across the country, states who granted birth certificates to adopted children have honored the wishes of birth parents to remain anonymous. But Ohio made a change recently to allow all people adopted between 1964 and 1996 to access their original birth certificates after first giving all birth parents in the state the chance to stay anonymous. Beth Miller is an adoptee in Ohio who is hoping this change can help her find her birth father. She was one of the first adoptees to file paperwork requesting her original birth certificate, and she joins us from my hometown of Dayton, Ohio. Beth Miller, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
How important is this, and how much of a fight have you had to engage in to get the statistics and the details that connect you with your birth parents?
Well, to be honest with you, the events of the last week have been a little unreal because it's been so difficult for as long as I can remember. I've been looking for as long as I've known I'm adopted.
And what's your reason for wanting to know your birth parents?
Well, the reason has changed throughout the years. Before I had my son, a big part of the reason was wanting to know my medical history. I was unable to get any information at that time. A lot of it is just having that missing sense of where you came from. You have no background, no nationality information, certainly no medical information.
And do you have or did you have a suspicion of the kinds of people your parents were?
No. And I think that's one of the things that happens in the adoptee scenario is that there are a lot of stories that are told and a lot of myths, I guess you could call them, or the story of adoption that adoptees are told to just accept the fact that they are special because they were chosen to be adopted. And I think that's to sort of soften the ruffled feathers of, you know, that shock, if you don't know already, of being found out that you're adopted. Or in my case, where I was always told that. So it was never a shock of finding out that I was adopted. But there is definitely, you know, just to be expected that there's some shaming of the birth parent and there's some expectation on the adoptive parents to sort of make everything okay and pretend like they're not adopted, that they're one of the family, which is very well intended, but it still smooths over the reality.
And the story that you're told, of course, is that the birth parents, in most cases, want to remain anonymous. They don't want to connect with you. And for whatever reason, the law supports that, or at least did until this change in the state of Ohio. What do you think the reason was that your parents wanted to stay anonymous?
I don't know that they wanted to necessarily. I think there's an assumption as a part of the upbringing and the expectation, because there's a huge what if, because what if your parents have some horrible circumstances that you, after you find them, you wish you hadn't found out.
Right.
What if there was a circumstance where, you know, you have this fear of, well, we didn't want you, you know, that kind of, again, rejection. You've already been, quote unquote, somewhat rejected of, you know, they didn't want you, which at the bottom line is true, but there were always extenuating circumstances. So it's also equally possible, as I saw many people in Columbus, that they've wondered every day and every day that it's your birthday and when there are major holidays and when it's Mother's Day or Father's Day, that it's something that's always in their mind. That's also a possibility. There are possibilities of siblings. There are possibilities of, you know, life-changing medical conditions that you have no idea what's out there. So in my instance, I was able to find out because I had found my birth mother that on her side of the family, there's a strong instance of breast cancer, skin cancer, and type 2 diabetes.
What's your suspicion of the circumstances around the time you were born between your father and mother?
Well, I know that both my mother and my birth father, they were both active in the theater at Kent State University at the time. I was born on October 1st, which if you do the math, that was probably a New Year's Eve party. So that's my guess. But they were both in college and, you know, having a little girl when they weren't dating at the time, it probably was not in the cards.
What's the best case scenario that the Ohio you know, records, the state records and this change in the law can deliver for you?
I guess in my case, the answer to the questions that I've wanted for so many years, which is where did I come from? Who did I come from? And what does that mean in the big picture of who I am?
And, you know, maybe your mom ought to give that to you.
Oh, I think that would be great if she would. But again, I try to look at this from the perspective of how would I want to be communicated with if I was in her shoes and
right.
Be very empathetic to her feelings and her scenario. I don't know who knew she was pregnant. I don't know who knew she gave up a child for adoption.
Well, you're very sensitive and you're obviously very determined. And this law in the state of Ohio is certainly giving you some tantalizing clues, but not the whole story. I'm struck that you're aware that they were in the theater at Kent State University. If someone came from Kent State and turned out to be a very successful and well-known actor, you can imagine why your birth mother wouldn't want to say anything about it.
Oh, that's entirely possible. I actually hadn't thought about that. I do have, looking at them right now, there's a stack of papers on my desk that are photocopies of every playbill that my birth mother ever acted in at Kent State while she was there. And I'm cross-referencing all of the gentlemen who were co-actors with her, who were also in the Thespian Society because she was in that. So that at least helps me narrow the pool. I also know that, you know, I've got some physical characteristic information about him and about his interests and his background. My paternal grandfather was an architect. My father was 6'2", 180 pounds, fair, green eyes, and had gone to Kent, moved in 67, I think, to California, and had been admitted to the London Academy of the Arts. So there can't be that many people who went to Kent in theater and then went on to go to the Royal Academy of the Arts in London. That seems to me like it would be a small number of people, but it's getting to, you know, people who worked in the Kenley Players where he acted and talking to people at the Cleveland Playhouse where he acted and talking with the archives people at Kent State and just trying to put all those things together.
Well, it's a great story, Beth. And
thanks.
We don't want to hurt anyone's feelings and we don't want to turn the story into a reason for treading on people's emotional weak points. But I admire your determination and your sensitivity here, and good luck.
One of the things that adoptees have always said is, take my feelings into consideration. Take a thought or two about how this has affected me personally and emotionally and psychologically throughout the years.
Beth Miller, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Beth Miller, an adoptee in Dayton, Ohio, trying to find information on her birth father through her original birth records.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.